It was just last month that a theme went viral on the social media platform TikTok, leading to widespread damage in schools across the country. Known as the Devious Licks Challenge, it has encouraged students to record a video of themselves stealing or vandalizing school property, everything from bathroom soap dispensers and exit signs to fire extinguishers, and amounting to untold thousands of dollars worth of damage, and then posting the video on TikTok. Our Student Reporting Labs network asked young people and school staff about this trend and the effects on school communities.
The first time I saw the Devious Look Challenge was on my For You page. This kid was running through the halls with his principal's car door. I was like, what's happening? What's going on? What are people trying to prove with doing this?
My classroom had pretty much been destroyed. There was like posters tore off the wall. The kids had taken books that I'd personally bought, and they took the books and they like took a paper cutter and like cut the covers and pages out of the books.
A couple kids decided it would be funny to steal a fire hydrant.
At my school, people are just stealing the most obscure things like exit signs, stall doors.
Well, at my school, I know that some people have taken soap dispensers and paper towel dispensers. And really recently, I heard that someone tried to take a water fountain.
Like, I have to bring hand sanitizer because the second floor like soap for the girls' restroom is like gone.
Our school has decided to close the bathrooms down and only open one bathroom for each gender so that they can monitor the bathroom.
I like a fun time, but this is pretty insane.
To be completely honest, from the teacher perspective, like that just like kills a person's spirit, like to see that level of like disrespect.
I kind of want to participate in it, but at the same time, I know the consequences that come with it, and taking things from my school would probably not be the best idea because there's a lot of punishments.
Students that are participating in Devious Licks, they are receiving suspensions all the way up to expulsions.
No matter the trend, no matter if it's vandalism or theft or doing a dance, I think kids will do what they can to get their 5 seconds of fame.
One person's gonna do something and they get viral from it or something, so then somebody else is gonna wanna follow along.
It'll die off within a couple weeks, but the impact and destruction, it's gonna last.
And once you start liking stuff, you guys hear the term algorithm thrown out a lot, but basically it just feeds you more of what you're already interested in, what you like. So essentially, like, it's just gonna keep going and gonna keep happening because kids are gonna see more of it and they're gonna think, oh, this is gonna make me good. Like, this is all I'm seeing now.
Schools already have a small budget to begin with to be spending money on fixing damages. If this is the way we want to protest the school system, it's making it really hard for people to take us seriously.
Taking a trend too far, and it's good to see so many students recognize that. Meantime, a U.S. Senate committee will hold a hearing tomorrow on TikTok and on other social media apps such as Instagram and Snapchat, where lawmakers will examine the pressures and risks for children, teens, and young adults who are increasingly using these apps.